Good afternoon. It's 3 p.m. You're listening to KRVS Lafayette Lake Charles. Coming up at 4 o'clock, it's All Things Considered from NPR News. We're going to begin this hour by going into the interview studio with Judith Merriweather.
With me in the KRVS studios this afternoon is Dr. Matthew Tutch. He is the interim director of the Ernest J. Gaines Center here on the UL campus. They're located in Dupre Library up on the third floor. And Dr. Matthew Tutch just received his PhD from the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. This past weekend, you received your PhD in English, and now you're working with one of our most famous professor emeritus, Ernest J. Gaines, in the center. So, Matthew, before we start talking about the center and everything that you all are doing up there, for those people who are not really familiar with Ernest Gaines and his work, could you tell us just a bit about him and his importance as a writer, and why we would be celebrating him and having this center on campus?
Well, to begin with, he was born in 1933 in Oscar, Louisiana, just about an hour from here. And lived there on the plantation, River Lake Plantation, for about 15 years. Then he moved to California to be with his parents and with his mom and stepfather. In California, he started reading and started writing. And one thing that really caught his attention was he never found his people that he knew in Louisiana in the books he read. He never found, you know, the people he grew up with, the people who helped raise him there. And he started writing.
So when you say he never found them, he never saw those kinds of characters and situations in other literature that he read.
You have to remember, when he went to California, it was 1940, I always get the dates confused, 748. So when he went to the library, he didn't find African-American authors. What he found were Russian authors, James Joyce, Irish, you know, other American authors like Hemingway, Faulkner, Willa Cather, John Steinbeck. He saw white peasants or European peasants, but not African American sharecroppers, African Americans that he knew from Louisiana. So part of his drive in writing was actually to write about the people he knew. And in the process, he became one of the most famous authors in the world. His works have been translated into 18 different languages.
Mm-hmm. So by writing about the particulars of the area where he grew up in, he really created a universal literature by writing about the people he knew so intimately. And I know you can mention some of the awards that he's won that really indicate just how much he's touched people all over the world.
Yeah, I can't mention all of them. They are on the website, though.
Mm-hmm. Maybe a couple of them. He did get a MacArthur grant.
Well, he is one of the ones I think that's very important is he's read in France by every mm-hmm. high school student. They all have to read the autobiography of Miss Jane Pittman before they graduate. And he was actually, I can never pronounce it, but he was Le Chevalier in France in 2000. He just received the National Medal of Arts Award last year. He also received an award under Bill Clinton. I forgot which one that was. But he has honorary doctorates from all over the country and the world. So he's very well recognized, and in part because of, you know, the autobiography of Miss Jane Pittman in 1971.
Mm-hmm. Which became a movie, very, very or a television series, I believe it was.
It became a movie. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. 1974, it came out, so it's actually 40 years ago this year. What was groundbreaking about Pittman was the film version was that it won 9 Emmys, you know, best actress for Cicely Tyson, and other awards. And it could be argued that if it didn't do as well as it did, we may not have had Roots, which came out a couple of years after that.
So Alex Haley was inspired by Ernest Gaines. Pretty sure.
I'm not totally mm-hmm. sure. Mm-hmm. Could have been. Mm-hmm. So I can't answer that with a definitive yes or no.
Mm-hmm. But many people think that. So he eventually came back to Louisiana. Not only was he writing about them, but he made his way back to Louisiana and to this university. How did that happen?
Well, in California, you know, he tried to write about California. He found out he couldn't do it. He tried to write about his Army experience, couldn't do it. He found out he had to write about Louisiana. So around the 60s, he started coming back, you know, to Oscar, to Baton Rouge, and started making trips, maybe once or twice a year, going back and forth. Those trips, you know, turned into Of Love and Dust, the autobiography of Miss Jane Pittman. He did research in LSU's libraries and things like that. About 81, he actually came to what was then USL, University of Southwestern Louisiana, became the writer-in-residence. He was the writer-in-residence here from the early 80s, you know, till about 2004 when he retired. So we actually served on campus and actually taught a lot of people in the community and a lot of people who moved on, you know, most notably Wiley Cash.
Well, generations of young people who came here specifically to study with Ernest Gaines and who have gone on to become writers themselves. You just mentioned Wiley Cash, who got his PhD here, studied with Ernest Gaines, and I think is at work on his third novel now.
His second
one has been published, and he's been winning awards for writing about his home in the Carolinas.
Correct.
So very inspired by Ernest Gaines, but so many people coming from all over the country just to study with him here at the university. So he had a huge impact in the world of literature, in the world of education, and we now have a center here at the university, the Ernest J. Gaines Center, of which you're the interim director. How did that center come about?
Well, he donated his papers to the university, and then it was a long process, but eventually Dr. Marcia Godet and others, you know, had the center formed, and we opened in 2010. And the center houses his collection for researchers, all of his manuscripts, actually screenplays from the autobiography of Miss Jane Pittman, screenplays for The Sky is Gray, correspondence from authors such as James Baldwin and Alice Walker, multiple drafts of different novels. All of this stuff is collected in the center for research. And it's also a place to actually come and experience part of who he is. All of his doctorate degrees, honorary doctorates, are hanging on the walls and awards.
Mm-hmm. Isn't there even a desk of his in the center?
I'm not sure if there's a desk. There are, I think, three typewriters. The one he wrote Pittman on, or the mm-hmm. one he typed Pittman on, mm-hmm. because mm-hmm. he actually writes out drafts in longhand, and then he actually types everything out. So the typewriter for Miss Jane Pittman, the pens that he used to write those are actually all in there. All of those things are collected in the archives.
Mm-hmm. So some wonderful artifacts are collected at the center. But as you mentioned, the papers are there. People can come and look at them if they're doing research, writing a book about him. There are also lots of translations, I believe, of his books into other languages.
18 languages, I believe. So there's Russian, a few Scandinavian languages, Japanese, Hebrew, just a wide swath of languages. Mm-hmm. One of the interesting things, or one of the cool things, is in the boardroom. I think he had these at his house, but there were individual framed pictures of the illustrations from the Japanese edition of the autobiography of Miss Jane Pittman, and those are hanging on the boardroom wall from the beginning to the end of the novel.
So the covers, the illustrations on the covers, or there were illustrations within the book?
The illustrations
as well?
From within the book. Oh. As you walk down the hallway to the Gaines Center on the third floor of the library, there's the covers of the books, not the translations, but in chronological order.
Mm. And he continues to donate artifacts and writings to the center. What are some of the things you all have recently received?
Recently,
the medal that.
We have the National Medal of Arts medal that he received last year. There's collections still coming in from him. There was a recent collection I actually went through and looked through stuff, but I forgot what all is in it. Some of it's correspondence, some mm-hmm. of it's, you know, mm-hmm. loose pieces of drafts, things like that. It's just varying items.
Mm-hmm. And the correspondence is very important. You notice, I mean, many famous authors, there are just volumes of their letters to other people. And, of course, that's always a big part of the scholarship and when you're writing their biography. Does he have an official biographer?
I believe John Lowe's working on it, University of Georgia. Mm-hmm. He used mm-hmm. to be over at LSU.
Mm-hmm. So has he visited the Gaines Center?
He came last year. I believe he's coming back mm-hmm. this summer.
Well, how long have you been reading Ernest Gaines? When did you first become aware of him?
I was actually thinking about that the other day. I don't remember exactly when I picked him up originally. I think the first book was A Gathering of Old Men. And from then I moved on to Lesson Before Dying, then nothing else really until I came to UL Lafayette. At that time, you know, I think A Lesson Before Dying is the one that hit me more than The Gathering.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, though, you know, being able to work in the center, being able to, you know, visit the places he writes about, because the places in his books are based on reality of where he grew up and where he lives. You know, being able to experience those places gives a whole new meaning to the books and to his work. And I think A Gathering takes on a whole new meaning, especially in that context.
Right. Now, you're from North Louisiana, so
Correct. Coming
down further to this area where he writes about must illuminate some of those books.
It definitely illuminates the differences, mm-hmm. for one. You know, growing up in North Louisiana, you always hear that things are different down here, and you don't necessarily realize it until you move down here. When I was younger, I went to New Orleans, but that's even worlds away from Lafayette.
Mm-hmm.
And that's even worlds away from Oscar. You know, there are these little nuances in each of the areas, and you don't necessarily experience those or see those until you become part of that environment.
Mm-hmm. And you're actually going up there tomorrow, I believe, to his house.
To pick up a few things for the center,
mm-hmm.
a couple of journals and items like that.
All right. And have you been up to his house before?
We've been up there, well, me and my family, been up there to the cemetery cleaning every October before All Saints Day, the Saturday before All Saints Day, they cleaned the cemetery where his ancestors and people who he lived with are buried right behind his house and, you know, on River Lake Plantation property, what was River Lake Plantation property. And they cleaned the plantation, they cleaned the cemetery. And when you read Gaines's books from his first novel, Catherine Carmier, in 1964, you know, to A Gathering of Old Men, to, you know, a couple of others, the cemetery is featured prominently, you know, about the cemetery being plowed under and not being there anymore. Him and his wife, Diane, actually saved the cemetery. So it's there. He wants to be buried back there. You know, he also has the church. If you remember from A Lesson Before Dying, when Grant teaches at the church, he teaches school at the church. That church is based off the one that he went to school in. And he had that moved behind his property. So the church that he writes about is on his property now, too.
Mm-hmm.
So being able to experience and see those things, like I said before, you know, it gives a whole new feeling to the text when you read them, as compared to just picking them up and reading them and not having that context. It's a different type of context.
Mm-hmm. And obviously, people around the world have been drawn to his work without having to go there.
Exactly.
But as you say, it does add something, a context and a richness to your appreciation. How would you describe that feeling, being out there working in the cemetery? What does that do when you do approach one of his works? What are those feelings?
I don't know. I wouldn't necessarily say it's a spiritual thing, but it is a feeling of, you know, appreciation and respect, because his goal is to give those people a voice, to give them a life that other people can see and can experience and can learn from. And I think that's what, you know, I get from it. It also makes me think of, you know, my own family and your own relationships with people. So I think it gives you a lot more than just the words on the page, as I said. I've been very grateful and thankful to the fact that, you know, I've been able to take my family out there, my kids, my 7-year-old daughter, and, well, 18-month-old son, mm-hmm. even though he has no clue what's going on. But, you know, just being able to take them out there and say, when they get old enough to understand, that you were there,
mm-hmm.
I think it gives a whole new perspective to the work. Like I said, it adds to him and his being.
If you're just tuning in, my guest is Dr. Matthew Tutch, who's the interim director of the Ernest J. Gaines Center here at UL Lafayette. We're talking about his work, how he came to UL, and Matthew's had the privilege of being able to go up to that area, to Ernest J. Gaines' home and the property where he grew up, and he was just talking about the cemetery where Gaines's ancestors and family are buried. So you have so many things in the Gaines Center. You have manuscripts, you have artifacts, journals, letters, lots of things there. What is the purpose and the mission of the center with all of these things? Who are you all hoping to reach and touch and affect?
Well, the mission can be found on the website, of mm-hmm. course, but, you know, it is for researchers and for scholars, and it's also for the community to promote Gaines's work and to show his importance, which has been shown numerous times.
This summer, you all have a teacher institute, and you all do quite a number of activities, but I think we do have a number of teachers listening right now, so it might be a good time to mention that. You are hoping to reach out to educators with this summer institute to help them learn more about Gaines. Tell us about that institute. What will y'all be doing?
The institute basically came out of the idea for the past couple of years. Dr. Daryl Bork, who taught here also, has done a young writers project for high school students with creative writing. And we thought it would be a good idea to do something with teachers also, because teachers teach Gaines's work. So we proposed having actually a summer teaching institute from June 16th through, I believe, June 20th. In the morning from about 8:30 to maybe 11:30. And during that time, we would just discuss the texts that are usually taught. The Gaines texts are usually taught in high school or middle school. And those would involve the autobiography of Miss Jane Pittman, A Gathering of Old Men, A Lesson Before Dying, and the short story The Sky is Gray. In discussing those, we would discuss the text. We would discuss pedagogical tools or pedagogical methods of how to teach the text. And look in the archives to actually enlighten the text and to give more information that could be used in the classroom when relating that text to students.
So this would be, as you mentioned, for middle school and high school teachers who may teach one or more of these texts.
Correct.
And The Sky is Gray is obviously anthologized often in those texts.
And it would also be beneficial too, because we would talk about the influences on Gaines, which would overlap in other texts being taught. And another interesting note is actually all four of those texts have been turned into movies too.
I was going to ask you about which ones had been turned into movies, but these four have actually
those are the four.
Okay. Now, the Institute is free.
Correct.
It's also, I believe, they will gain a credit for the class, not an academic credit, but hopefully they will get a professional development.
I believe, yes.
Okay, so if you need any professional development credits, you may want to talk with your principal or to see if that would be possible. But that will be offered through the Institute. If someone listening is interested in finding out more about the Institute, if they're a middle school or high school teacher, should they contact you directly?
They can contact me directly, or I will also put up the form on the Gaines Center website, which is ernestgaines.louisiana.edu.
Okay, and if you just type it in the search bar too, it comes up as
correct.
Well. So you can find both the website and the Facebook page if you type that in. So that will be June 16th through the 20th in the morning. You can contact Dr. Touch for more information, and he will be putting it up on the website when he gets back to Dupre Library and the Gaines Center. In addition to the Summer Teaching Institute, you all have other activities, outreach activities for the community. And what kinds of things do you all do to engage the community?
Well, we would do talks at different mm-hmm. schools or at different universities. We've done those before. Did a couple at West Baton Rouge Museum last year. One of the things that we're really excited about this year is working with the Lafayette Parish Public Library System to actually celebrate two milestone anniversaries. This year marks the 50th anniversary of the publication of Gaines' first novel, Catherine Carmier, and it also marks the 40th anniversary, which occurred in January, of the film version of the autobiography of Miss Jane Pittman. So we've been in work with the library to schedule some events in October, which is when Carmier was published, and those are in the works, but tentatively, you know, the plans are to have film screenings of each of the books that have been turned into films, The Sky is Gray, the short story, Autobiography of Miss Jane Pittman, A Lesson Before Dying, and A Gathering of Old Men. To also have a book talk with Dr. Reggie Young and Dr. Marcia Godet, both from University of Louisiana Lafayette, who co-wrote This Louisiana Thing That Drives Me, which the UL Press put out. And also have a book talk for the Autobiography of Miss Jane Pittman.
So lots of events leading up to the fall. If you're a Gaines fan or would like to know more about him, this is one way to help celebrate and experience more of his work. I know that we'll have you come back at some point in the summer to talk more specifically about the schedule of events that will take place. People, in the meantime, can either go to your Facebook page or the website, and you have events listed there. You have a schedule of events. And, of course, the Facebook page will keep people apprised of what's going on at the Gaines Center. I know in addition to events specifically about Ernest Gaines, you all have the center open for lots of readings, public readings of other writers, many who have taught here at the university, published. And can you tell us about some of those readings?
Yeah, last week we actually had Dr. Darrell Bork. He read from his new poetry collection about Amadé Ardwim. And there was a great turnout for that. We usually have poetry readings or creative writing readings during October. Is Banned Book Month. Usually host that, but it's not in the center. It's usually outside. During February, you know, we have a spoken word night usually. So there's varying events that are held at the center or in conjunction with the center.
Mm-hmm. It's a well-used space up there.
Right.
The actual center itself is smaller, but you have this wonderful hallway space outside where you can set up lots of chairs. And so great opportunities for hearing writers who are currently working in our community and some who come from the outside. If you are just tuning in, we're talking about the Ernest J. Gaines Center here at UL Lafayette. My guest is Dr. Matthew Tutch, who just received his PhD here from the University of Louisiana at Lafayette in English. He is the interim director of the center and is working on a schedule of events that will reach out to the community and make them more aware of what the center has and just more about Ernest Gaines. And I know you've got some lovely pieces in front of you that you had Xeroxed and brought just to kind of show what is available. Can you tell us about those reproductions there that you have?
Well, these are actually ones I think that are on the website or on the blog. But going through the collection, there's stuff everywhere. It seems like whenever you open a box, you can find something new that you didn't see before. Or when you say, I just reread Catherine Carmier. So rereading that, then looking through the early drafts, you see things that you never saw before. But one of the things that caught me from probably one of the first times I went through the collection was actually a little notebook, probably it's a little spiral notebook, maybe a steno notebook. There's no date on it, so I'm not sure when it was written. It appears it was written before Pittman. The reason I say that is because in the notebook, there's actually a list of important events, probably about 12 of them, that happened in Louisiana before 1960-whatever, when he basically wrote this. There's a list of 12. Huey P. Long's on there, the 1912 and 1927 floods, Jackie Robinson, Joe Lewis, so it's national and local history and state history. Number 12 was interesting, though, and it said, I can't quote it verbatim, but it was about the invention of the screen door to keep mosquitoes out to prevent yellow fever.
And these were just a list of important events to him that he was noting down in his little notebook.
Well, you have to remember when he wrote the autobiography of Machine Pittman, he did his research very thoroughly. Mm-hmm, read slave narratives from the WPA of emancipated slaves and things like that, did his research at LSU. He did extensive research, and these are some of the things he wanted to research about Pittman. And a lot of the things that are on that list actually pop up in Pittman. The 27 flood, Huey P. Long, Joe Lewis, Jackie Robinson, things
and
of that nature.
And the screen door. Mm-hmm. What a detail. We think it's always been here, but somebody invented it at some point, one of those slamming of a screen door.
But a couple of things that were really interesting in the notebook, too, was he actually writes down people's speech that he hears on a train. He writes down a Swedish person talking. He writes down a drunk talking and what exactly they said. But the thing that stuck out to me the most was he lays out why he writes. And he just says, write because he has to. Write because I have to give a voice to those people that I knew that are out there. Who else is going to do it if I don't do it? Mm-hmm. And we just started a blog on you can get to it from the center's website, but we just started, and that was the first post, was why he writes. So if you want to see actually that notebook and those images, they're actually on the blog right now.
So go to the website, and you have it clearly marked where to click on the link to go to the blog.
It is underneath collection.
Okay, under the collection, mm-hmm. You can find the blog. And so you're just musing on things that strike you in the blog, things you've discovered in the archives and in the manuscripts. And what do you write in the blog?
On the blog, it's varying at this point. You know, it's related to Gaines. The second blog was related to Walker Percy, which Gaines has never been influenced by Walker Percy, and Percy wasn't influenced by Gaines. But they're both right about Louisiana. So it's interesting to look at them in comparison because they write about the same area too.
Mm-hmm.
Walker Percy mentions False River and places like that. You know, some of the other posts actually deal with Gaines' influence. One is dealing with Ernest Hemingway's influence on him. He's been a very, very vocal about Hemingway's influence on his writing. Another post deals with Gene Toomer, the writer of Cain. Toomer didn't influence Gaines directly, but it can be argued that he influenced Gaines through Hemingway, through, you know, different events. One's a guest blog from Dr. Claire Manus, who's taught Gaines here and talks about teaching Gaines in the center and learning more about Gaines through that experience. So our hope is to keep blogs going, to have guest blog writers, you know, from outside of the university and from inside the university to provide information. But it deals with Gaines, his relationship to Southern literature, his relationship to American literature, African-American literature, his influences and those types of things.
So a great place to go, this blog, if you're a teacher and are teaching Gaines or just really want to know more about Gaines and Southern writing. Sounds like a really great destination. Do you link either a blog to the Facebook page as well, or do you have to go specifically to the website and then to the blog?
Occasionally, we link it to the Facebook page.
Okay.
The blog came about because Facebook, you don't want to do too much on Facebook, word length-wise.
Mm-hmm.
So the blog kind of gives that opportunity to get a little more in-depth.
More extended writing
exactly.
About Gaines. So that blog is under collections on the website, the Ernest J. Gaines Center website. Just great, wonderful musings again about Gaines and Southern writers and his life in Louisiana. My guest, Dr. Matthew Tutch, is interim director of the Ernest J. Gaines Center and curates this blog, writes some things himself, and hopes to have a lot of guest writers as well. If you would like to find more about the Institute, you can go to that website. He talked earlier about the Summer Teaching Institute, which is for teachers in middle school and high school. And again, how can they get more information?
They can either contact me directly through the email at jxt0090@louisiana.edu, or they can find the registration form on the website.
Okay, or call the Gaines Center as well.
Correct.
And Dr. Tutch may be there as well. Well, thank you so much for coming by to let us know more about the center, and we look forward to having you back to talk more about those anniversaries, the publication of Catherine Cormier in the fall, the 50th anniversary, and then the 40th anniversary of the movie version of Miss Jane Pittman. We'll look forward to that. Thank you so much, Matthew.
Thank you.